systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the channel. Today is Monday, November 15th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
November 15th, you know what that means. It's payday, suckas.
Is it?
Jamhole.com/donate. If you guys got paid, time to pay us. Pay it forward.
Is that payday?
That's how economy
November
works.
November 15th?
I took an economy class just to make sure I knew how this worked. That's how it works.
Okay.
We all get paid, and then we all give us some money.
Oh, I didn't get paid today.
Okay, well, when you get paid, you got to give us some money.
Who else got paid today?
I did.
You
I already, I gave us some money. I gave us like $250. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
This is episode 424. Fuck yeah.
All you other fucks that
happy
got paid.
Monday.
Bring it forward.
That's right. Thejamhole.com/404. Buy that shit.
Fuck yeah.
We're almost to our goal.
What?
We're almost halfway to our goal.
What's our goal?
On the site, for how much it costs to keep the show going. We're almost there.
I'm not impressed. Checked the forums again. I need to do that.
I think we're at like $95 out of 200. So halfway
get
there.
Get on that.
We're halfway through November. So if we can do well these last couple weeks, we'll do it.
Hey, what episode is it for? What?
424.
Nice.
I know. Super nice.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Super nice.
A lot of us sitting here talking.
So, thejamhole.com/live is where you can be watching these at. Two high-quality cameras, or one low-quality camera, or all three, whatever you want.
Whatever.
Whatever you
we
want.
Got it.
It don't even matter.
For you.
It's all
it's
yours.
Cool.
It's free. It's for you.
Duh. Anyway, so...
And 406-204-4687. Give us a call. Say, hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
my bra broke.
Thank you. Your right tits are just so large, they exploded all over the place.
I'm so pissed off about this. I was on the toilet, and I leaned forward, and I felt a pop. And then it was broke in the back.
Button, like, shattering the mirror and shit.
No button, just threads. But, dude, I had this same bra for, like, a year and some before. And I just got this one. It's the same kind. And I've only had it for like under a month. And it just breaks. I'm so fucking pissed
just
off.
Just goes to show you. The sweatshop workers a year ago.
They're slacking, dude.
Worked a lot better than the sweatshop workers now.
Yeah, I'm a little pissed about it.
It just goes to show you.
Just goes to show you that tits ruin everything.
That's right. So we got an email about talking about the whole bank. The guy that killed himself on Ustream. When did we talk about that? Was that the Friday show that we did that wasn't live?
No, I think it was
before,
the one
or was
before
that Wednesday?
That.
Okay, anyway. He says, yo, Matt, it's Mike. So about the guy offing himself because of his banking job. As you may remember, Kim and I do that shit. Yeah, it fucking blows. It's the same shit every day. And it's the most mindless shit. But I guess if you're a total pussy or got caught jacking cash, there's no reason to kill yourself in a boring ass job like this. The most stress is not winning something you're bidding on eBay instead of working. I guess that guy's just an other out of US loser, and he gave us a good show. I just wish I would have been online that day. Later, and good luck in the awards, Xenu.
Oh, man.
That is awesome. And yeah. Yeah, that was the Ustream guy. That was Friday. Did we talk about that Friday?
I don't know.
We did a couple stories. I thought that was one of them.
I don't remember if that was Friday or not.
I don't remember. Friday. Friday
Sorry.
It was a good weekend.
Yeah, it was. I don't have too much recollection of that. I know we had good sex.
Good sex.
We did have good
for
sex.
For sure.
I remember that.
So, I want to mention, so you've gotten thejamhole.com/404. There's a free trailer there. That's the second live show we've done. It's totally awesome. And then you've gone to thejamhole.com/404bonus, and there's an hour of free bonus footage, right? And now you can go to sporkroast.com and listen to what happened in between the 404 show ending and the next episode of The Jam Hole, because he did an after show there that no one's seen or heard yet.
He finally released it,
and I listened to it today, and I got to tell you, my brother's on it. Mark, Braden's on it, David is on it for a minute, I'm on it, MDS is on it, Red Fox, of course, is hosting it, And I gotta say,
hey, what about me?
Yeah, you're on it.
Okay.
You're on it.
You didn't mention me.
No,
I was
yeah.
getting a little worried there.
It was so fucking funny, dude.
Was it?
I was like driving in my truck today, smoking a bowl, like
L-O-L.
Laughing, dude. It was
Lols.
Really funny. So, you guys should definitely go check that out.
I don't
out.
Remember that. I think I was pretty hammered by then.
Sporkroast.com. It's episode 21, End of the Recession. So that's the Jamhole 404 after show brought to you by Red Fox and Sporkroast. Very, very funny, though.
Cool.
I made a joke, like, ha, 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 joking, like, hey, buddy, you gonna be able to get that out before McNally edits, you know, our whole fucking live show? And, like, he didn't, so.
Did not.
Good job, Red Fox. Now, we beat him by, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks?
Something
How long
like
has the
that,
404
yeah.
show been out? It's a couple weeks now, huh?
Last Monday, yeah.
Week and a half, yeah.
Yeah.
So, nice job there.
Well, a full week today.
And how long has it been since the
a
live show?
While.
September 25th?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
good job, Red Fox. Good job.
Now I want to hear it. Sounds good.
Yeah, it's very amusing.
And
so,
the mashup you did for the last episode?
Yeah, did you guys enjoy the Friday special show that we weren't going to do, but then we did anyway? But we didn't do it live, but and there was an interruption about halfway through, so I made a little mix for you.
It was
you.
Awesome.
Give me some six.
What does he say? It's
give
like,
me some six.
Hurry up, mama, or
hurry
some
up, mama.
Give me some so six.
That's
so great. Hurry
it's
up,
so
mama.
Awesome. I probably spent way more time than I should have
on
that,
like, one
that.
Little, like, 30-second
but it's
or
so great.
1 minute, whatever it was.
I like it. So.
Yeah, it was good.
It's cool.
Fuck yeah.
And then I wanted to mention, welcome back for a moment to our friends over at Stereo Radiation,
oh.
another podcast we're buddies with.
Okay.
I was on their site, and I just noticed, because I'm still subscribed to their feed in my Beyond Pod, and on the Android, it just automatically gets episodes for me, just like nothing. It's magic.
Okay.
And I looked on there today, and there was a new, I was like, holy shit, new Stereo Radiation. So I went to their site just a few minutes ago. The episode they put out before that,
mm-hmm.
August 31st.
Wow.
November what, guys? 12?
Wow.
I know, but they're so funny. Like, I have to listen to them when they do come out. I just wish they'd do it more often.
What's up? Why don't they do it more
I don't
often?
Know. I think one of them moved or something. They're both, you know, hoity-toity city lawyers and all that. Big shots, defending murderers and such.
Podcast is, like,
I know.
The lowest thing on their to-do list.
I know it. Got to have
like
an affair with the secretary, and then I got to go please my wife, and I got kids. Man, no time to do a podcast.
Yeah. See, like, for us, it's like, okay,
Red Fox says they live
job.
Hours apart.
Ah. See, us, it's like, you know, our number one priority is the
well,
jam
yeah.
hole
I'm sure
job.
If they were fucking each other and living together that, you know, they would probably get more shows
well,
out.
Well, we don't live together.
Well, I know, but we are fucking each other, so.
Yeah.
I think
that.
Some days you fuck me more than I actually get to fuck you, though.
What do you mean?
Just in your ways. You know how
in
you
my
are.
Ways?
You know how you are.
How am I?
You like to fuck me sometimes.
What do you mean?
You know what
hey,
I mean.
Hey, okay, I'm not the one who is like, I'm tired of you. You've worn out your welcome. Just fucking leave. All right.
That was fun.
No, that was not.
I took you out to dinner. Come on.
And then told me you were done with me.
Get the fuck out,
get
bitch.
Get the fuck out.
Worn out your welcome.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, I have a way God. With the words.
Obviously. That was,
the ladies.
That was such a turn on, dude. Yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Thanks so much. I love you.
So, and then, yeah, thedremhole.com/forums. Go there, check out in the contest events section. You can sponsor the cat or you can name an episode. They're both in there, so check that
sponsor
out.
Sponsor the cat.
Just different ways if you don't want to just, like, give money away for nothing. Like, you can have an episode named after you. You could sponsor the cat for a month. And
Kitty
the cat,
needs Kitty
The
needs
cat
food.
Is going to write letters. I bought her some paper today, and I bought her a pen.
Oh, yeah?
A little nice calligraphic inkwell pen. She's getting the hang of it.
Oh, yeah?
She was eating it earlier and
oh.
licking the ink. We have
Is
a raccoon.
That why she's dead
We have
now?
A raccoon cat now.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so check that shit out.
She's running out of food.
Support
so someone,
this show.
Someone needs to sponsor her like ASAP. Cause
I think I finally found my calling in life.
What's that?
I think I was born to be a party MC / entertainer. I think that's
okay.
it. That's it.
And how did you come to this conclusion?
Because on Saturday, as you know, I was pressing play at the scoreboard again. But this time, oh no, it wasn't just like a normal night of press and play.
It was
oh,
somebody's
no.
birthday.
It was so, and that it wasn't just anybody. It was like the dude that like runs that shit. It was his birthday.
I know that
so
I showed
like,
up and he was asleep behind the bar.
It's party
he
time.
Was wasted,
dude. He was the fuck out at like 11:30 midnight. We didn't even get to auction him off.
I know. They were like, supposed to be like a dance thing with him.
He was done. The chick that was running everything like came over. She's like, I don't think that's going to happen. He can barely walk.
He kept trying to grab her tits. He was like, boobs.
He was grabbing everybody's tits. It was epic.
It's his birthday.
But so, yeah, I got there and I knew like there was going to be a party going on, like not just, you know, press and play, and that I would have to, you know, have a microphone and get things going.
Right.
I didn't know like what they had.
MC-ing.
Yeah, basically. I was the master of ceremonies that night. It was great. But I didn't know like what they had planned out. And so I get there, and like right where the speakers are supposed to go, there's these two long ass like rain gutters attached together on this beer pong table. And I'm like, what the fuck? And there's water in it and all that. And I found out that they were having fish races.
Fish races.
I got to announce and do play by play on fish races, and I'll tell you what, I'm good at that.
Fish races.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You want to explain this?
So you take some spray bottles. You take some little fish, some live fish.
Goldfish?
Sure, whatever. Whatever you think's the fastest. And you put them in the gutters, and you have little barriers, and then I say, on your mark, get set, go fish! I made that up. That's my trademark. And you pull the thing up, you spray the fish in the face, and it takes off, and you keep spraying. It's pretty brutal, actually. I was
nice?
Like, whoa. Don't call the RSPCA, please.
God.
But yeah, and whoever's fish crosses the checkered finish line wins.
Who won? Do you know?
I forget. They won like $65
really?
And a free breakfast at Perkins. The owner of Perkins was in there, and he's like, I used to work there and shit. Uh-huh. And I'm like, man, still working at Perkins, huh? He's like, yeah, I came down here. You can give away this breakfast and stuff. I'm like, would you like to say something to anybody? And,
right.
He's like, no, Matt, thank you.
No, I hate my life, thank you.
He's amusing, though. But yeah, and then there was just like, it was like games, and it was fucking packed. Dude, when I got there, I couldn't find a place to park, like around that whole parking lot area.
Wow. Yeah, I saw where you parked. You parked kind of out there.
Yeah, I know, and then when I go to leave at like 2, it's like no cars, and then my car, like some drunk fool parked it, and it's like, there were cars everywhere else. So
when I pulled up,
fault.
I got a spot right at the door, dude. I was like, screw perfect parking, just for me.
Yeah, it was an interesting night. They played Pin the Boob on the Babe. It's like Pin the Tail on the Donkey, but
there was a chick on
poster,
the wall.
Right. That was funny because Billy kept trying to grab that chick and put him there.
This is where boobs go.
He was like so adamant about it. She would like move him
She's
and
like, no,
push him towards
here.
The wall, and he like turned back and tried to, it was so funny.
She's like, no, I know where boobs go.
But yeah,
so boobs go.
I kept like that whole between everything like pretty well entertained.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I could do that for a living. You just be a jack off and like be loud and annoying and make jokes, and that's what it takes.
I think
I
you would get
that.
Tired of it. You would
you
get
think
very
so?
Very tired of it. Yeah, because you don't drink.
Yeah,
you're not
no.
a very big party person.
I don't think I could afford enough cocaine to like enjoy that job
right?
much.
No, you could not.
I was on the downslope too, like going in there that day.
What do you mean?
Like,
you're all tired?
Hangoversville population, this guy right here, president. Fuck, dude. I was like, I have to go here and be full of energy and stuff. I'm like, I'm so fucking tired. We did the hot box. And I was like, but I did it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a vampire.
You did good.
I'm a very polite vampire.
Oh, my God.
I'm a vampire.
No, I think you would get very tired of that very fast.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
Stick to podcasting 3 days a week. Or 5 days
a
week.
5 days a week. Fuck my life.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Delivering water.
Yeah. Right. Like a boss.
like
a
boss.
Motherfucking. Dr. Brandano sent this into us. This is kind of cool just because of where we live here. This podcast comes to you courtesy of the 406. Kalispell, Montana. But this is from Rocky Mountain Grizzly Bear from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It's a big plaque, I guess, in probably a rest stop, I would imagine. But what it says is, this bear was taken by world-famous hunter and hunting guide C. Dale Peterson of Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It is one of only two grizzlies known to have been killed without the use of modern weaponry. verified by game biologist.
Kill Mr. it with his fucking bare hands.
Mr. Peterson killed this bear with his bare hands, and oddly enough, his teeth.
What?
It is known that this bear had been aggravated by a group of backpackers. Shortly thereafter, Peterson, unaware of previous happenings, came upon the bear. A fight to the death ensued. What? Peterson, having his right hand and arm wedged in the bear's throat, actually used his own teeth and jaws, Jaws 3, 3D, to pinch off the bear's jugular vein. When the bear passed out from lack of blood flow to the brain, Peterson beat the bear about the head with a stick. Until it died.
Oh my god, dude. So I killed a bear with a stick.
And yeah, it's it's from this site called BuzzFeed. The headline says Chuck Norris secretly wishes he was this guy.
Oh my god, dude.
So pretty awesome.
Dude, that's intense.
Thank you for that.
Shoving your arm down a bear's throat. Just
yeah,
like,
I know.
Duh.
I know, right?
Duh.
Like just beating it about the head. Like, you totally get hair in your mouth
and
shit,
too. Wouldn't
the
bear, like, be chomping down on his arm and shit? His arm had to be fucked.
His arm had to, like, the bear probably went at him, and he, like, went to push it even further in to, like, get a hold of some Nickelodeon guts and just fucking yank him out.
Do you think his arm got a little fucked up,
Pretty
though?
Sure.
You think?
Probably. I'll be surprised if he still has an arm after that encounter.
But, dude, to be able to be, like...
He beat the bear about the head with a stick. That stick was later determined to actually be his own arm.
It's like...
The end. That would have been a much better story.
It's like I tackled a deer and ripped off its antler and stabbed it with it. You know, like, I am awesome. I am all that is man.
Dude, no, you're not. Don't lie. So, we watched...
Kill a bear with a stick.
I just want to say that we've been watching this Walking Dead show.
Yeah.
I really, really want there to be a zombie apocalypse.
I think, like, we would survive.
The more I watch this show, like, the more I just wish and pray to whoever might be listening that that happens. Because that would be so fuck. Could you imagine how cool that would be?
Fuck yeah, I could.
That would be, like, the coolest. That would be the coolest thing ever.
No more having to fucking pay car payment.
No more bullshit day-to-day fucking monotonous, like, oh, look at me, I'm making money. Like, money doesn't mean shit, dude.
We go raid a few places, get our shit together, go up to, like, my parents' place out there.
Fuck, dude, I got a map. Oh, yeah. I got a Google map. I'll make it public maybe one of these days. If this ever goes down, I'll make my zombie Google map public, and you guys can all check it out. And if you need help, you just get to us.
Dude, I've got enough fucking, you know,
dude,
guns
all the
and stuff
places
up there,
I deliver,
ammunition.
Dude, all the places I deliver to that are, like, from out by my mom's house out to Libby are all perfect. Cabins and, like, self-sustaining with solar panels, dude.
Yeah, but see, I've got the shit already hooked up at my parents' place. I've got RCBS.
Well, that's fine. I'm just saying,
all that cool
stuff.
You
have to have contingency plans.
And there's an 800-foot well there too, so you don't have to run off of, like, city water and stuff, which is
awesome. I'm telling you, dude. I want this to happen so bad.
I could totally have some fun.
Do we know any scientists?
I really want to start having some fun by lopping off zombie heads and
I don't know. I just
sniping
think,
them
like,
out and having a good old time.
That life would be so much more fulfilling than this life. And I'm not saying, you know, this life is all right, you know. You guys have made it very cush, I guess. You've made it very easy to get into a day-to-day routine and just go with it until you die. Like, you've made it very easy to label yourself and fit yourself into a niche and then just do that thing, you know, making the same amount of money, rearranging your life around how much you're making. Like, that's so lame, dude. I'm so tired of it.
Red Fox says, that's why you're dating her. I knew it. It's because of the zombies.
Well,
Is that it? Because I have a zombie spot?
I'll tell you,
out
of all the girls I've ever dated, I would rely on you the most in a zombie apocalypse setting.
It's because I'm a woman.
That's right.
And I can take care of business.
Whoa, man. I know, like, I would go out and just kill mad amounts of game and bring them here to the woman and just be like, clean that shit. And I want steak dinner now.
Could you even actually go out and go hunt? Can you hunt?
I can fucking shoot to kill, baby.
All right.
I can shoot to thrill and to kill. So don't
yeah, but
fuck
what
with
other
me.
Girlfriend are you going to, like, hold hands with and go lop zombie heads off with?
Well, I know.
Who can you trust like that
too,
to have
that
your back?
Great. You got my six. That's good stuff.
do that.
You're like the only girl I know that I would trust to even hold a gun, like near my anywhere near my back, like honestly, or a knife for that matter.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious? That's yeah. awesome. That's pretty pathetic, but that's awesome.
But I don't know, dude. I'm just cool. like every day. Cool like it's that. Just like the same shit. Every 2 weeks, it resets.
Yep.
And like a zombie life. I'm watching this show and I'm so envious and so jealous that like they're living the life that I was made for. I was made to birthday party MC and comma or zombie apocalypse. King ruler.
He
this
says,
guy.
Red Fox says, would you fall over after shooting a shotgun?
Now Justin Fan says, no, I'm pretty sure she's got that. Yeah, dude. She trust. She's got that.
I'll give you a little story. When I was a little kid,
please.
I was like 9. My dad thought it'd be funny to hand me a 21 gauge and watch me shoot that.
Is that like a 20 gauge, but it's legal to drink?
It's
huge. Come on.
It's huge. Have you ever shot like a 20 gauge or 21 gauge? Or
I've
even
shot
a 16 12
gauge. I don't know.
Okay, well, a 12 gauge is a little compared to this. This is like 5 times the fucking... You know,
Red Fox says I was talking about Matt. Yeah, no, I can shoot guns, dude. Come on.
Well,
come on, dude.
If my dad hadn't placed me against a tree to shoot this, I would have fallen over. I shot it and it felt like it went through my shoulder. It was so bad. I had this gnarly ass bruise. I almost started crying. It hurt so fucking bad. Yeah, it was bad. But I was like 9. I can handle that now. I can do that now.
All right. Well, besides the zombie apocalypse and besides...
There's nothing besides the zombie apocalypse. Okay?
Moving forward in this episode of the Jam Hole, besides that and besides birthday party, fish race MC, okay. master,
zombies
the
ceremonies, way cooler than fish races.
Well, right.
Okay.
If I had to choose,
right.
I would say zombies Monday through Friday, fish race MC on the weekends.
So you like this show, though? The Walking Dead or whatever.
Oh, yeah, great show. Tits, for sure.
Fuck yeah.
If you follow us on gomiso.com, gomiso.com, you can see that.
Check us in, honey.
We've watched that. Yeah, wow. I tell you, we were sitting there, and I, like, pulled it up on the phone. I was like, would you do the honors of checking us into this fine show? And she's like, blue click. Thank you. Leave a comment to get an extra point. Fuck yeah, that's how I roll.
Total nerds.
That's right. I'm going to trade in all those points one day.
For what?
For my virginity back. I don't know.
What? Why would you want that back?
Just, you know, just to put it on the wall. I don't know.
Nah. I gave that away.
Matt was
for
here.
A reason. Anyway.
So, the other thing that I think I was made to do is go to Mars. I'm ready. I'm
what?
Ready.
What?
I would go to Mars.
For what?
Do you even have to ask? It's fucking Mars, dude.
Mars need women.
The angry red women. If I was there, it totally would. But I know, so these scientists are finally, we're getting around to, you know, getting our asses out there. And I firmly believe I watched enough Stargate Atlantis. Stargate Universe, you okay there? Stargate Universe. I'll wait, go ahead, swallow that.
Oh my god, dude,
are you
all
right?
I almost had water shoot out my nose.
I watch enough of those shows. Serenity, Firefly, of course. Not a big Star Trek fan, personally, but whatever. I think I would rock the cat box on a mission to Mars.
I think...
And if scientists start...
You couldn't handle the, like, taking off
dude,
and
I
all
can,
that.
Oh, dude, that'd be the best! Like, roller coaster to the nth power, dude.
Nth power.
Extreme... Oh, could you imagine being up in there, dude? Like,
no.
Blast off.
I have motion sickness like
I would fucking love that. Going
when they
to
have
Mars,
inertia
dude?
Dampeners or whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah, I don't.
Call
do
me.
We have inertial dampeners here?
I don't think
do
so.
We have we shown them that
when
technology
we get
yet?
I'll volunteer.
When the others from that show, The Event, teach us that technology,
right?
Let me know. So this says invoking the spirit of Star Trek in a scholarly article. That's weird. Entitled "To Boldly Go." Two scientists contend human travel to Mars could happen much more quickly and cheaply if the missions are made one way. I will sign the fuck up for that piece.
One way?
I'm out forever.
And
yeah.
just stay there?
Yes. And live in Mars. And build a Stargate. And then travel to the Pegasus Galaxy.
They
That's,
haven't even figured...
It's my dream! Fuck,
they
dude.
Haven't even figured out how to fix your gravity and stuff while you're out there.
Sure, you got to spin it really fast, and that'll create centrifugal force. That'll create Mach gravity, right? Isn't that how you do it? How do you do it? That's how I would do it.
You flip your gravity switch, duh.
Nope.
We don't have one of those yet either.
Hold on.
We don't have gravity.
Did you guys wire this thing up with the clapper like I requested?
Yeah, no.
Houston, we have a problem.
Huge problem. Dude, isn't Mars like, isn't the gravity over there like way heavier?
Mars is a bit smaller than the Earth, I want to say, right? Right, Red Fox?
Yeah,
They argue that it would be a little different from early settlers to North America who left Europe with little expectation of return, much like in Joss Whedon's Serenity. Oh, I want to go so bad. So bad.
No. You're not allowed.
Quote, the main point to get Mars exploration moving, said the...
You have to train from the time you're like 18 to like now.
What the fuck have I been doing, dude?
You've been one
carrying
of
water,
things and like...
Podcasting, talking into microphones to communicate. I've been training my
that
whole life for this. Yeah.
Astronaut training.
Yeah.
I don't think
so. Dude. Pretty sure.
Have you learned how to poop in... a space suit.
I can poop in any suit you give me, baby. Come on. I'm pooping my birthday suit, preferably, but whatever.
Without making a mess.
Come on, I'm ready to go to Mars.
You gotta poop in the tube.
I bet you
they shove a tube up your asshole so you just poo. And I bet you they give you a catheter so you don't have to fucking... I bet
Red
you
Fox
do.
Says you can jump three times as high as you can on Earth. Dude, I'm sold. I'm there. Could you imagine?
Even with the catheter?
I'm gonna be a basketball star.
As soon as they go to shove that little tube up your pee hole, you're going to change your mind.
No, they don't. I'll hold it till we get there. Fuck, it ain't that far. I'll hop on my fucking sublight drive and get the fuck out.
Oh my God, dude.
You're not allowed. We have sublight drives.
You're not allowed to go to Mars.
Okay. Right, so he wrote this in the Journal of Cosmology with Paul Davies. I read one of his books. Very good.
You cat
twitched. I forget
what
it was called. Oh, The Mind of God. That was an awesome book.
Your cat twitched.
Yeah, the cat does that.
Just saying.
The colleagues state in one of 55 articles in the issue devoted to exploring Mars that humans must begin colonizing another planet as a hedge against a catastrophe on Earth.
While y'all are here getting
fucking reamed by the apocalypse, I'll be up on Mars with angry red women just chilling. I can't wait. And then?
They found, like, evidence of, like, rivers and shit on Mars.
Thank you. Did you read that in the Journal of Cosmology?
No, I found that a long time ago. No, but I guess that's, what is it, like, the closest one to, like, Earth's shit?
Some people even believe that, in the more crazier beliefs, that Mars is actually an Earth. Like, they believe all of the planets are the same planet, but
different stages.
Right, and they believe Mars is what happened after Earth blew up and got all shitty or whatever.
Mars is the last Earth.
And then Mercury and Venus and...
They're
individual planets. That doesn't even make sense.
Like, each one, okay, like, it started out with one, okay, and then that
one
blew
planet,
up.
And now we have nine.
That one blew up,
Pluto.
And the explosion made another one, and then so on and so forth.
That's retarded. The planets are made up of different shit, first of all.
Yeah.
That's a poor theory.
I don't know, dude.
It's interesting to think
about,
but it's bullshit.
Like,
I think it's bullshit.
They could have been planets that supported life of some kind and finally died out to what they are now. You don't know. I don't know.
Mars? I know I want to go there.
Mars probably, because they have rivers, because that's cool.
Mars is a 6-month flight away. I could hold it for 6 months. I could pee in bottles and shit. I'd be fine. No catheter needed.
God.
NCAA,
what about
dude?
The no gravity part? Yeah, you're going to pee in a bottle.
I'll run in circles. I'll be fine. We'll make gravity. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God, dude.
Mars is a 6-month flight away, possesses surface gravity, an atmosphere, abundant water, carbon dioxide, and essential minerals. They propose a mission start by sending two-person teams. I'm in. Me and you. You ready? Would you go to Mars with me?
All right, yeah.
Would you? Seriously.
I would do it.
All right, you guys, you have to tell NASA.
I can't
NASA,
let you go alone.
This is important. You guys have to tell
Who
NASA
are you gonna have sex with?
That Matt and Danny of the Jam Hole are going to Mars for them.
Okay.
We will do it. Just give me a spaceship. Me a Stargate. Give me Mars's number.
We don't need a ship if we got a Stargate. Fuck the ship.
I want a cool spacesuit, though.
We'll just take a puddle jumper. It's cool.
I want a puddle jumper for real. That would be so awesome.
With the cloaking and everything. We need that.
So two-person teams in separate ships to Mars. Could you imagine me and you in our own fucking ship just rolling to Mars like, road trip? Fuck yeah. Hey, Roadhead, now.
Whoa, dude.
Get down on it. All the way to Mars, get on it. Could you imagine that trip with me just going nuts?
No.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there? I would have so much fun.
I would have you incapacitated.
Let's play I Spy.
I spy something black.
Black and empty.
Oh, I know.
Space? No, your heart. Ah, I win again. Get me out of here.
I hate you.
More colonists and regular supply ships would follow, of course. The technology already exists or is within easy reach. An official for NASA said the space agency envisions manned missions to Mars in the next few decades, but that the planning decidedly involves round trips. Dude, ixnay on the round trip ripsay, or whatever. We'll go one way, no prob. We'll get it done.
We got to build a little Mars house.
Yeah, dude, we will nest in Mars. And then you know what we'll go after that?
What?
Uranus, come on.
Oh, my God, dude.
Me? The best.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh,
I am not being stuck on a ship with you for
President
6 months.
Obama informed NASA last April that they were fucking broke. that he believed by the mid-2030s that we could send humans to orbit Mars and safely return them to Earth. And that a landing... I don't even want to come back. I'm telling you, dude. I'm leaving because Earth is lame. Why would I want to come back?
Could we bring
ever?
The kitty?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Fuck yeah, we bring
her a little,
the kitty.
Like, little, like, bubble thing for a head and a little space
suit. Oh, could you imagine the kitty in a fucking space suit?
She'd try to lick her shit.
That'd be so awesome.
She'd be so mad.
Obama, we're going to need a cat-sized spacesuit also.
Right.
She
needs to lose some weight.
Yeah, I don't see why they're focused on fucking round trips, dude. If you're going to go, like, go and do it, you know?
Because like, not a lot of people...
Don't get there and be like, oh, this sucks. There's nothing here. No shit. Build stuff. Like, that would be so fucking awesome.
Build your own little world.
Me and you, dude. We would take Mars over.
We'd be like Adam and
King and
Eve.
Queen of Mars.
Be like Adam and Eve.
Yeah. You'd have to have babies. You'd have to populate Martians. If you gave birth to a baby on Mars, would it be a Martian?
Oh my God, dude. Would I have to, like, make sure it has its green card and all that shit so I can come back?
It would never be able to come back to the U.S.
Right?
Red Fox says yes. Yes. I want you to have my Martian.
No. Too bad.
All right, well.
If we're going to Mars, you can have a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll put a link to that in the show notes at thejamhole.com. That kind of goes on and on about it. But yeah, I'm telling you, dude, we'll volunteer. No problem. No problem. I'm ready. And then when all you guys are like, oh shit, we better go to Mars now because an asteroid's coming, or oops, we did something fucked up and all this oil's like blowing up in the middle of the Earth. And now our Earth is on fire. You guys are going to come crawling back to Mars. You know what? We're going to be there. You know what we're going to say? Come on in. How much is rent? Doesn't matter. We don't use money here. It's Mars. Duh. We grow pot and shrooms.
Oh, my God, dude.
We trip
the
fuck.
We just trip balls all the time. We're very happy people. Very, very happy.
Shit, yeah. All right. Next up. This... I like to start off my Mondays on a very strong, this is setting the tone for the rest of the week, okay?
Okay.
12-year-old, Mexican. Some say a lovely boy. Some say sadistic executioner whose killings have terrorized Mexico.
All right.
12 years old, okay?
Cool.
A
kid is on the right path.
The diminutive hitman whose real name is not known. I'm going to guess Paco. That's my guess.
Olale.
Olale, cabrón. He's in the pay of a Mexican cartel battling for control of the cocaine trade.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Duh.
What other trade would they give a fuck about? He works alongside a posse of women dubbed the Chavales, who are responsible for dumping the bodies of his victims. Because, you know, he's only 12 and he's just a little guy.
Right, right.
Some of them are even believed to be his sisters. Oh, excuse my hideously disgusting face.
I have an itch on my boobie.
A Mexican army spokesman said, quote, "We understand El Panchis works under the command of Julio Jesus Radilla." Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a bad dude. You don't mess with Julio Jesus Radilla. You don't mess with any of the El Panchis.
All right.
Actually, his name is El Panchis.
Wow.
P-O-N-C-H-I-S. El Panchis.
Okay.
You have to see this picture here. Check this out, live listeners. He's like totally, dude, thugged out, like for real. But like, just keep in mind, 12 years old, right?
All right.
El Panchis was identified as the paid executioner of Radilia's enemies. These victims were tortured, their throats cut, and bodies dumped at roadsides. Gruesome videos of El Panchis torturing and executing his enemies have been circulated online, of course. His favorite technique is to slit the throats of his victims using a cutting technique, which leaves the head hanging by a thread. That's cool. That's fucking gangster right there. This
I
kid,
bet his mom
now
is
see,
proud.
If this kid wanted to write gangster rap songs, I would have no problem with that.
Right?
Because
he's a gangster.
You're gangster. That's gangster. Shit.
He's for real.
That's right. He's not fucking around, you know? The killer has also posed for photographs wielding a rifle and standing beside a body, you know.
Of course.
For his album cover.
Duh. Gotta keep up his image.
I know. Shit. Hey, Twit picked that for me.
He's got a rep to uphold.
I know. El Panchis works for the South Pacific Cartel, the SPC, which operates in Morelos, Mexico, and is headed by Radilla. Most of its members are between 12 and 23 years old. They are behind a number of brutal massacres, and Radilla and El Panchis reportedly escaped when the Mexican army raided an SPC base in the town of Texalapla last month. Latest figures suggest more than 50 people are killed by drug cartels every day.
Damn.
And yeah, manana, 50 more.
Damn.
The death toll for the year is set to exceed 18,000. New high score, submit that shit. The drug war has fueled violence across the country, of course, and there's some pictures there. One of them, Mexican army soldiers guard the area after a group of armed men opened fire on a family, leaving 3 dead and 3 wounded. Holla. And then another picture at the bottom there with all the kids with their bandanas on.
Right,
just like,
right.
Thug the fuck out.
Look at my AK.
G'd up from the feet up. My AK is taller than I am.
Yay.
That's cool.
Wow. At least they're doing their part in population control.
True that. All right. Well, speaking of a woman doing her part for population control, huge peace out to this chick. 46 years old, housewife. Two counts of manslaughter. She hid the bodies of
Why
two...
Why did I laugh at manslaughter?
I don't know.
Fucked. You're like manslaughter. I'm like,
yeah.
That's great.
She hid the bodies of two of her newborn babies under frozen pizzas in the freezer.
Awesome.
And apparently that gets you 5 years behind bars.
Just five?
She was not tried in connection with a third baby, also found in the basement freezer, and who died over 20 years ago. Because, you know, the statute of limitations has expired on that.
Oh, my God,
along with
dude.
Probably all of the other pizza that was in that fucking freezer. It's disgusting.
That's awesome. She's like, I was never meant to
Mom,
be a mother.
Where's the pizza? It's down there under the dead baby. Under your brother and sister.
Awesome.
So fucked.
Did she have children?
She did. I'm gonna say no. I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh god, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, her name's Monica Halby. H-A-L-B-E, Halby.
Now I wonder if she had the babies at home.
Check
and
this
put
out.
Them in the freezer.
She was convicted 2 years ago to 4 years and 3 months by another court, but the prosecution appealed the sentence, calling for 8 years. And during a 5-day trial back in 08, she had admitted to hiding the bodies of 3 baby girls in the family freezer, but she denied killing them. I wonder if we did this story back when it happened. I bet we did. Mm-hmm. In a case that made national headlines, it was the defendant's 18-year-old son who discovered the girls' tiny corpses in plastic bags when looking for a pizza in the freezer. I do kind of remember
son.
This now that I hear that.
She has a son.
That's crazy. Yeah.
She let one live. She didn't want didn't want a daughter.
Daughters, I'm telling you, pain in the ass. Like, I mean, props for putting in your work and growing, like, your mom grew some nice boobs. Look at those boobs. Your mom did a good job on that.
No, my dad grew the boobs.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. Your dad did a great job.
Definitely got the boobs from my dad's side.
It's a lot of work, you know?
I guess.
And it's worth it sometimes, I'm going to say. Maybe not all the time. Cause sometimes you get a flop, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean, right?
Wait, what?
Having,
talking about me?
Having daughters.
What?
Oh. Moving on.
I thought you were talking about my tits.
Whoa, Bill.
I thought he was like, sometimes in you get a flop. I'm like, there's nothing floppy about these in bad boys. I'm like, you kidding me?
Oh, fuck. Okay.
I was going to hit you there for a minute.
Thank you. A man has been arrested for allegedly attempting to rape his mother.
Of course.
Of course.
Who else would you rape?
Why not?
Oh, my God.
And gouging out her eyes, of course. Stop looking at me. Stop looking.
Don't judge me.
Don't judge me. Oh, fuck. Moments after police had visited their home, the 53-year-old victim who cannot be named, the one who shall not be named, was left blinded.
I love you, Mom.
Was left blinded by the attack. Her son, a 22-year-old former grammar school student, was arrested only after he ran naked from his home and started jumping into moving cars. I wonder if that was the dude that we saw in that video of the naked guy that got beat up by that gang of people.
Maybe. I don't know.
That was a great video.
That was like
that was in Russia, though, huh? This is the UK.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm like, that was somewhere else.
The man lives with his mother, a nurse, and teenage sister at a detached four-bedroom home in Slough, Berkshire. Neighbors say trouble started when he began shouting and throwing objects out of a first-floor window.
Right.
A computer and television set were hurled onto the front garden before neighbors called the cops. Officers arrived at the house and spent half an hour with the pair before leaving. It was understood that the daughter was not at home. 2 hours later, the man ran out of his home naked, jumped into the side of a neighbor's car while he was turning out of his drive. That totally sounds like what happened in that video at the beginning there.
He's
like standing in front of the van with his pants down, like dick in hand, just like, what? Like,
check it out.
I'm high on meth, sucker. What's up?
Dude.
That was great.
I just fucked my mom.
I just fucking killed my mom. Yeah.
Oh my God.
He then stopped another car before jumping on the bonnet and hitting the windscreen. Witnesses say he jumped off the car and ran into the path of another, which then hit him, throwing him up onto the windscreen and hurling him to the side of the road. Then the police and ambulance arrived to treat him and were alerted to the mother in the house. Officers found she had severe eye injuries and feared that she may have been sexually assaulted.
Got it?
Not transmit, right.
Okay.
Neighbors said, quote, "It was madness! Fucking madness!" He must have suddenly flipped, as he is generally a quiet person and keeps himself to himself, if you know what I mean.
Well, this time he decided to share.
Maybe. Quote, "He started shouting from his sister's bedroom. He started shouting from the rooftops and then throwing out huge objects. I saw a television, computer, and small table smash out onto the ground below. I thought he'd really flipped, and the police quickly arrived. It all seemed to calm down then as the police left. I then went to pick my father up from the train station, and the next thing I knew, the man came running out of his house naked, reeking like his mother's pussy, and jumped into the side of my car."
Oh, ooh, my God, dude.
Now, that's a story.
Whoa.
It's got a little bit of everything for a little bit of everybody.
What the fuck happened to that guy to make him freak out like that? You know, like, what the fuck made him snap? You know, like,
I'm going to say drugs, maybe?
Grammar school? Maybe? I don't know.
Maybe
his mom was a total bitch.
A Thames Valley police spokesman said a 22-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of attempted rape and GBH and has been transferred to a secure unit. GBH?
The fuck is that?
That's why I thought maybe drugs, like GHB. Maybe they just had a typo, but I could see that making you do that, I guess. If you're totally fucking nuts anyway, sure.
Well, it says there's a charge of GHB or
GBH. What's GBH?
Yeah.
Gross, boning down on your Hum-a-ma-ma-ma.
Oh my god.
I don't know. What does that mean?
I have no idea, man. I'll look it up. I don't fucking know.
All right.
Google it.
Well, keeping with gross and gruesome.
All right.
Australian man.
Please don't do that.
Allegedly.
Please don't do it.
Cut off his de facto partner's tongue and sliced her mouth open during a vicious early morning attack in her home.
All right.
Okay. Tongue.
It's like Ichi the Killer style right
kinda,
there.
Kinda, huh?
Yeah.
Muhammad. Sorry. Taslim Tahir appeared in South Park Magistrates Court, charged with torture. It's a brutal charge. Mm. You don't hear that very often, do you? Acts intended to maim and disfigure and grievous bodily harm. Don't touch that.
I can't help it.
Sit on your fucking hands.
It's like right there in front of me and it's so shiny.
That's like my life, walking around with my dick just hanging right there in front of me. And it's so shiny, but you don't see me touching it all the time. I mean, sure, most of the time, yeah. And
I mess with that most shows and you
if
never
my
noticed.
Dick did, if my dick made that sound, I wouldn't mess with it during the show. But you know what? It doesn't make any sound, so I can mess with it all show. I'm messing with it right now.
It's making sound.
You hear that?
Yeah, I do.
So, stop that. Thank you.
I'm not doing it.
Why do you even have to touch that?
Fine.
What's the matter?
Nothing, all, dude. I always do that.
Are you okay?
That's where I put my hand.
Why?
I don't know. I've always done that. Why are you just now noticing it?
I'm like the police. Put your hands up.
Oh my god, dude.
Fuck anyway, yeah, dude. That's going to be such a great song.
Yeah.
Fuck
so
yeah.
So excited.
I am too. So, court documents reveal the victim, Catherine Cameron, moved to the Gold Coast from South Australia 6 months ago after ending her relationship with this guy. The 20-year-old changed her name and telephone number with the intent of starting afresh.
Wow, dude. She went through a lot of trouble to get away from this guy.
Yeah. Good reason, right?
I guess, yeah.
But police alleged Tahir confronted Miss Cameron in her unit around 1:30 a.m. Saturday morning, telling her he wanted to, quote, repair the relationship. How would you repair a relationship? What are the tools needed to repair a relationship?
Well, first you're going to have to get a knife, and then you're going to have to cut out her tongue, okay? And then you're
right, because you don't want her talking anymore.
Right,
obviously, right.
This is a first step to repairing
this is the first step to recovery.
Right. And then you have to slit her cheeks open. Okay.
Right. Well, actually, first, he held her in a headlock while bashing her with an empty alcohol bottle.
All
right. See, you jumped right into the cutting her tongue out of her mouth.
Okay.
You got to actually
ease yourself into it.
Right. Exactly. Right. So you got to, you know.
See, I just go, ah.
Right. Yeah, that's not going to work because what you're doing with the tongue is creating a work of art. And if they're squirming around and stuff, your lines are going to be messy.
How the fuck do you cut out a tongue? That's got to be hard.
Well, that's why you got to knock him out first.
Well, that's why you cut the cheeks open first, maybe.
Well.
And then the jaw just goes.
He pulled out a knife and cut her tongue and mouth. She was taken to a hospital suffering a 4-centimeter gash on the left side of her mouth and a 2-centimeter gash on the right. Joker syndrome, for sure. That sucks. She's going to go around her whole life getting laughed at because of that movie.
I don't know.
And Ichi the Killer.
I wouldn't say laughed at.
Well, maniacally cacawed at.
I know. I knew a chick that had a scar like halfway. It went from the middle of
actually,
the side of her
neck.
Actually,
that's
that
show
like
Dexter we're watching, and I think you're...
No.
I don't think that's real.
No, it was halfway. She
was
worked with
dude.
Me at Teletech, dude.
Yeah,
she had this wicked scar that went from, like, I don't know, three quarters of the way middle of her throat to, like...
What was it from?
The side of her neck. I don't know. I didn't want to, like, bug her
not
or
listening.
Ask.
Hey, what happened?
I wasn't going to be like, hey, is your dad trying to kill you or something? Or
I
retroactive
couldn't listen
abortion
well.
There? What's going on?
Retro.
Yeah.
She also suffered a fractured eye socket and will need a metal plate to be inserted. The dude then allegedly tried to strangle her on her bed and only stopped when she fiend, losing consciousness and went limp. Haha. Neighbors call the cops, of course, and that's that. So
he's like, damn it, I don't want to fuck this limp piece.
What do you think? I'd say, hey, relationship repaired. Nice work, dude. That's how it's done. That's how it's done.
I guess. Justin Fair says, how'd you like Teletech? Who the fuck likes Teletech?
How'd
you like hell? Was that good? Is it hot?
Hey, Dante. How was hell?
What?
Dante's Inferno. Come on. It's the same thing. Like, hey. Never mind.
Anyway.
Us educated folk got that, and it was very, very amusing. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
All right. What's the time, by the way?
50.
Oh, all right. Well, check this shit out. Checking. This is awesome. Mother, okay? Autistic son, right?
Oh, I know one of those.
Cup of bleach, right?
Oh.
Forced her 12-year-old autistic son to drink a cup of bleach after social workers threatened to take him into care. She pled guilty to manslaughter, of course. Satpal Karur Singh, 44, said she had heard voices. Huh?
Huh?
I heard voices telling her, quote, it's time. It's the end. God is calling us. It's time.
Crazy!
It's the end.
You crazy
God's
bitch.
God's calling us. Hey,
I don't think you could force me to drink bleach, man. That's disgusting.
Hey, is your phone ringing?
No.
It's God. He's calling us.
I blocked him.
Oh, yes, caller. You're live on the jam hole.
God damn it.
It's God. Holla. God, hello. Hello, God. Huh.
Hello.
Must not get very good service up there.
That was weird.
God's calling us. After refusing to cooperate with council staff who are concerned about her parenting skills. Really?
You think? Yeah.
Those concerns are totally unfounded. It's fine. She's a great parent.
Well, yeah.
Hey, it's time. It's the end. God's calling us. It's
no,
the wrong
he's not.
Number. It's the wrong number.
Just... send the old, it to voicemail, man.
Ignore. I know you're ignoring my calls. The old Bailey heard that just hours after a meeting with social workers embarking in Dagenham Council, she dialed 999, told the operator, quote, I've just murdered my son, and I've tried to kill myself. Nice.
Good
God,
job.
God told me to. I thought God I was the new Abraham. I was going to, right before I went to kill my son, God would step in and be like, whoa, I was totally... kidding.
Sorry.
Satan, you owe me $5.
Wow.
She denied murder, and prosecutors accepted her plea of guilty to manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility after psychiatrists assess she was completely fucking nuts. She was remanded in custody to be sentenced on the 13th of December, describing the case as a, quote, great tragedy. I don't even care what he says.
Dude.
Who cares? The boy could not speak and had difficulty getting around outdoors. He could not tolerate crowded places or noisy environments. He would cover his ears and scream because of his severe disability. He was known to social workers, and he was the subject of many child protection conferences.
Well, maybe that's why she made
him
drink
like
bleach.
I don't like big crowds and loud fucking noises all the time, too, but you don't see me acting like a little baby about it. Just fucking deal with it. If I could do... could I do that? Could I just put my hands over my eyes and just fucking scream and get away with it?
If
is
you're
that
autistic.
Cool? I'm autistic.
Okay. Well, then that works.
I've had all my vaccinations. I'm totally autistic. Okay. Like, could I just do that? Like, I'm sorry, kitty.
She fucking perked up and her ears went blink.
Like, can I just do that? Is that okay to do?
No.
Huh.
No. Not if
might
you're out with me.
Might make life a little more interesting.
Look, she's like,
I'm going to
so
keep that
confused.
In mind next time we're eating somewhere and it gets a little too crowded. Just a little too crowded. See, that's the key. You got to plug your ears so you don't hear yourself yelling. That's how you do it.
Every time you do that, the cat freaks. She's like,
Sorry, kitty. I'm sure that's great for the low quality listeners.
And all right.
That
mic thing picks
fucking
it up.
Clips. The kaboom is pretty wicked on that
it's
sound.
It's pretty gnarly.
Mute the low qual cam until after the kaboom.
Maybe that's why she killed her son, because she was sick of him being
yelling
autistic.
And screaming all the time.
What?
I tried to just kill the autistic part, but I guess I got the whole thing. Womp womp.
Oh my God.
The more you know. She said that she thought of killing herself because she cannot cope with her son being taken away, and a voice in her head said, you have to do it. Go for it. It's come to an end now. We're all done here. The voices became louder as she got more nuts and more nuts as she got two cups of bleach from the bathroom.
One for her and one for him.
Aw, yeah.
Here, honey, cheers.
Fucking A, dude.
No.
That's dude. Crazy, though.
Bleach, like, that's gross.
To believe so much in your belief, your religion, that like you start going a little nuts and you start thinking you hear voices, because the whole religious thing is like pray and you'll hear God and you'll talk to God and all that, but you never hear God.
No. You always hear your voice. God,
it's your so, it's your fucking consciousness,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and if you say that you hear God, you're not blessed, you're nuts.
Right.
Right.
If God talks back, you're nuts.
If you go to the church and you're I heard him, though, and he told me this and blah blah blah, they're gonna be like, you need
but
to go somewhere.
They want
to
hear it so bad that
they make it up.
Exactly. But then it goes to this place, this weird, creepy, like, I hate my fucking autistic child and my life because, you know, because God never did say anything to me. So
well,
then you make it up in your head, and now that's God.
Isn't it weird?
I always thought that when
up?
I was a kid, because they would drill that shit in, and I'd be like, I don't hear him. And I'd always hear, like, you'd get a new pastor at your school, and he'd be like, you know, I talked to God for a long time and prayed, and God gave me the answer. And I would always, like, wonder that, because I'm like, I pray, and I never hear shit. Like, what the fuck?
You're like, what am I doing?
It, like, really bugged me for a while, but now, like, obvious, you know, I know better, but, like, back then, when you're a little kid, that shit's fucked up, you know?
That movie we watched, Christian, what the fuck was it? Christian Camp or something, some shit like that?
Jesus Camp,
yeah.
Yeah,
Jesus Camp. That little kid who was sitting by the tree, he's like,
that's how you end up.
He's like, I don't hear God. He's like, I'm just not.
He's the only fucking sane kid in that group.
The kid was like so depressed.
I know, dude. It drives people crazy. Like,
he's like, I just don't.
Nobody hears God, you fucking idiot.
And if you do, and tell anybody.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard God finally. What'd he say? I said to take two cups of bleach, one for me and one for my autistic son, and
drink them.
Kill ourselves. Oh. Tell God I said, hey.
Right?
You got that $5? His mother was lying on the floor. The cops arrived at the house, found the smell of bleach overpowering.
Ugh. I couldn't choke that down.
Moments before 10:30 that night, she called 999 saying that she had murdered her son, right? She drank bleach. Nothing is happening. Then the cops arrived and found the overpowering smell of it. His mother was lying on the floor holding a mobile telephone to her ear with a cup of bleach and a knife next to her. She told the cops, I've given him bleach to drink. I couldn't cope anymore. She's been thinking about doing this for 4 years. She later told a doctor it's been going on for the last 12 years, then adding, quote, I gave bleach to my child. He just drank it. He is 12. He is autistic. I hate my fucking life. This shouldn't have happened to him. In a suicide note found at the home, she said she had killed herself in Ajit because they had been scrutinized and hounded by social services. Because you're nuts. Another note requested the bodies of herself and her son be burned together.
Obviously, they had reason.
Is that weird? Like, Christians are afraid of burning in hell, but, like, their last thing they want to do is, like, burn their bodies.
Be cremated. That's,
that seems weird. What if you're locked in your body and you burn?
I've always had that fear, dude.
Whoa.
Like getting an autopsy done, you're totally alive. There was a movie about that. It freaked me out when I was younger. Getting fucking, getting cremated and shit. If you were like locked in, you know? If like when you die, you don't actually completely die.
Yeah, yeah.
And locked nobody can tell and you could still hear and see everything and fucking feel everything, but you can't do shit. Just chill there while, like, bugs eat you and stuff.
This is kind of crazy. Dr. Brandano sent this in. It's just a little Slashdot article about how Wikipedia could block 67 million Verizon customers.
Yeah, I read this.
That's fucking crazy. It says a particularly nasty Wikipedia vandal has forced a discussion to take place over whether to block edits from an address range used by over 67 million Verizon customers. Verizon has not responded to abusive Wikipedia users on their network before, even though the abusive Verizon users have released private information, phone numbers, etc., of numerous individuals and made countless threats that have also been reported to the cops. Wow. Wikipedia has done something similar in the past with users on the AOL network, which used proxy servers and thus allowed vandals to continue disrupting the site. Discussion is also taking place on alternate solutions to deal with abuse from this Verizon user named ZSFGSEG. Right. If a block of millions is enacted, Verizon could potentially change how they assign IP addresses or be forced to at least address APR, a nightmare. That's crazy.
That is
crazy. A couple bad apples ruin the whole party.
Yeah, guys. Don't fuck it up for the rest of us.
But then again, like, why are you editing wiki pages on your fucking phone? Well, I guess more people have, like, I don't know. We don't have Verizon, like, regular internet here. Like, I guess in some states, like how we have our cable company, they have Verizon as their phone provider.
Right,
so
right.
I was going to say, like, I just think of Verizon as being on my phone. Like, why are you editing wiki articles on your fucking phone? But, yeah, that sucks, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not big into wiki or
neither
anything.
Am I
don't like
I don't really
edit. I use it for info only. Like,
yeah,
I don't
once
edit
in a while,
or
you search.
I don't even
shit.
Think I have an account on there.
Check
actually.
The wiki.
Yep.
No. I don't
it's
mess
good
with
service for sure. I'm down with the wiki.
Yeah,
definitely.
When it's correct and they're not just giving you total bullshit.
Well, you always have to check references if you're that worried about the information you're getting. But if you care enough about that, you're checking references anyways.
Right,
so.
Right.
All right. Well,
that's crazy. They can ban all those people, but
just blocks IPs. We can do that. I mean,
yeah, but a big service like that doing that,
blocking like a whole ISP, basically.
That'd be like Facebook blocking a bunch of people because they
like
posted
Facebook
some mean
blocking AT&T because their fucking service sucks.
Yeah, be like,
that's crazy.
All you people on this, you know, service fucking are mean. So I'm blocking all of you. You know, that'd be crazy.
It's what happens, you know. Yeah. You start getting really big, and you start dealing on the scales from, you know, hundreds to thousands to millions to fucking Facebook's almost at a billion. Where are they at? Like 700 something million or something? They're
a lot
crazy up there, right? Like that's a huge amount of scale. That's a lot of fucking people. It's a lot of information. Whole lot of information.
Fuck yeah.
That's like the fucking internet jackpot of demographical information.
That's right, like most of the world right there.
Getting there.
Well,
most of the world that has an internet connection
right.
and a fucking device that can use it.
Most of our generation.
But that's good. The more people have internet connections, more people use it, more people start finding podcasts.
Like
this
us.
Is your entertainment.
Because
I'll tell you what, watching TV with commercials is bullshit. I'll even tell you what else. Listening to podcasts with commercials is fucking bullshit. So, thejamhole.com/404, buy our fucking live show. Here's a commercial for you. So we don't have to put ads in our show. And you will thank me later, trust.
Well, of course.
Or, sponsor the cat. Fucking name an episode, thejamhole.com/forums. Just come be a member. That's free just for the fucking hell of it.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, if you go get the 404 show, then go to sportgross.com, get episode 21, the end of the recession. That's the Jamhole 404 after party. And then go to thejamhole.com/404 bonus and check out all the free bonus footage of the rap show and the vortex and all that. But definitely check out the 404 show. Get
Fuck
the 250
yeah.
show. You spend $10, you get over 2 hours of Jamhole goodness between the 250 show, thejamhole.com/250, and the 404 show, thejamhole.com/404.
It's a lot of shit.
I know, for like $10 for
Fuck
serious.
Yeah.
What kind of shit can you get for $10 on like a CD or a DVD even or any of that? No
some
way.
Like B grade, low quality
I
crap.
Know, garbage. Come get some Jamhole low B grade quality garbage.
You used to be able to like rent stuff from Blockbuster before they all
Blockbuster
went out
of business. Is dead, and I would appreciate it if they get their fucking app off of my goddamn phone.
Right.
Thank you.
They turned that building into something totally different. I forget what
it
is.
Yeah, it's
now.
A fucking check cashing payday loan place.
Nice.
Dude. It's
I
a
didn't
fucking
know.
Rack.
Awesome.
It's great. Thanks, thanks, Blockbuster.
Wow.
So.
All the movie
right,
galleries
well,
are gone, too.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Netflix and Redbox up here fucking stabbed those things in the heart, dude. Between that and the internet, forget it. Why do I want to fuck with a DVD and have to, like, get in my car and take it back to the fucking store when I can just stream it on demand? Or better yet, when I can just download it for free on my torrent site. So suck on that, RIAA and MPAAA. That's right.
You good now?
I'm good now.
Okay.
I'll be good now when everyone goes to thejamhole.com/music and downloads the rap music project. You know you like rap music. Go listen to some rap music made in Montana. That's how rap music should be.
That sounds so awkward.
I know, but it sounds so good.
Go listen to some rap music
Go listen
made
to
in
it.
Montana.
It's free. Fuck yeah. It's the soundtrack to our lives.
Anyway.
Soundtrack of your life.
So is this it? Are we done with the show?
The soundtrack
is that what's going on?
Of your life.
All right, I'm just going
to
let
just
you.
Just trying to find a song to end the show with.
You do that every time.
I know.
Stop it.
It's because I'm too busy doing other things.
Pick it out before the show.
Hey.
For fuck's sakes.
Pick this out. Thank you for joining us. Episode 424. Email us info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com, of course. You can leave us a message, 406-204-4687. Make sure you're subscribed in iTunes to the feed, and you can catch these live shows every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at thejamhole.com/live. And we'll see you guys tomorrow for the Hot Box, and then we'll see you guys Wednesday for 425. Thank you, Dana.
Thank you, Matt.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.